You're listening to Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis. Welcome back to another episode of Minds of Forestry. Today's episode, we're going to be talking a bit about fear and how everyone perceives fear in the field differently compared to others. And I hope everyone had a fantastic holiday and best wishes to everyone in the new year. Ideally, when it comes down to fear, everyone thinks about fear differently. I mean, myself, I think about fear probably way different than the next person. I know I've worked with people who have fear of being attacked. They have fear of essentially dying on the job, which is a fair fear to have when you're out in the field or out in the bush in general. But I mean, everyone perceives it differently because fear responses happen in an instant. It's an instinctive response that's triggered when you're scared. When you're scared of something, the mind goes into a panic. You don't exactly know how to respond to certain things that are going on. Like in one of my other episodes, I talked about a grizzly bear encounter with the four crew members. My instant fear response was to yell at the bear, where the other three guys, their responses were different than mine. At the time, the crew lead of the crew, when we had the grizzly bear encounter, his initial response was to just observe and see what was going on, while the other two guys that were with us, they were kind of a petrified fear, didn't know what to do. They just kind of were stunned. I've worked with guys who, when they're faced with a fear of something like a bear, wolves, moose, you'd be surprised what they do. I have one coworker who, when he's faced against animals, he just drops everything and runs. Another guy gets frustrated. He gets mad when it comes to animals. It's frustrating. It impedes his production or his work that he's doing. And I mean, it's tough to deal with whenever you've got so much running through your mind at once, because fear is a big thing. Everyone's driven by fear. I know lots of people will come out and say that they're not scared of anything, but in reality, they do have one major fear. I used to be scared of bears when I started this job. And over the course of the 2 years that I was working, and we ended up having the big grizzly bear encounter, it kind of cured me of my fear of bears. I'll go into a little bit of depth about that. It made me respect the animals more for what they are compared to what you think they are. They're a majestic animal that just comes right down to making sure that you understand the differences between the two irrational fears and just common fear. My fear for bears was irrational. I've never encountered one before. I've heard stories, so it was just a fear based upon other opinions. So whenever I actually faced an encounter that was life-threatening, it kind of made me respect what that animal could do. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I still have fear towards them if they get aggressive. But my fear response is different. I start yelling. I talk back. I'm a very standoffish person when I'm scared. It's just a line of defense that if I'm gonna go out, I'm going out with a fight. Sort of essentially how I perceive that. Biggest thing when it comes to distinguishing the two factors of fear. I mean, not necessarily the two factors, but for me, the main two factors are, ideally, comes down to identifying why I'm scared compared to why I shouldn't be scared. I have a coworker who, in the face of fear, he's fearless. Essentially, that's how he acts. But in reality, you know the for a fact he's just as scared as the next guy. So being able to distinguish the two facts of fear are just acknowledging the encounter. Is it a provoked encounter? Is it just something you could have avoided? Those are the little things that it comes right down to it, because your mindset going into fear is very, very broad. It's not black and white. It's not cut and paste. It's very gray, because upon having an instance like that, coming into an animal or just driving, stuff like that, you never know what's going to trigger a fear response. And the biggest thing is, a lot of people have a fear of the dark, and it's more or less just when you're out working and you don't want to be caught outside in the dark, you want to be back, you want to be safe. I mean, that's a very good mindset to have, but at the same time, when you really think about it, fear drives a lot of our day-to-day encounters or our day-to-day activities, because what do we do Monday to Friday? We work 8 to 10 hours a day, and as the fear of we might not have enough money, the fear of not being able to support family. It's a our society is based upon fear, and it's no different in the field when you get thrown around and they bring that matter of fear into a workplace, because that's how they've gotten people to work harder in the past. So distinguishing the two factors is it something you can avoid, or is it something that was provoked, and or is it something that could have been just brought upon randomly? Like, I know that's something that makes you want to think more in depth about it, but I mean, when you think about it, your fear responses is how you are going to react. You don't have to worry about how other people react, unless it ends up being potentially life-threatening. And I mean, it never hurts to discuss fear responses with people around you, so that way you're aware of how they're going to respond. Because I know some people, when they're frightened, they faint. Some people, when they're frightened, they cry. It's just, you never know how things are going to pan out until they actually happen. I've been in a few instances where fear responses have been triggered, and the biggest one was the grizzly bear encounter with the four crew members. But my first year working with my current company, I woke up a black bear in the middle of winter. I stepped on its den, and it came out from underneath me. And my crew member who I was working with was a rookie. I was no more than just a rookie myself, but my fear response was to make sure that everyone was fine and walking away from the situation. And at that point, I was concerned of how my rookie was going to handle the fear of seeing this random bear in the middle of January. Ideally, we both walked away unscathed. The bear wasn't hurt, but that's another good example of distinguishing the fact of fear, where was it something that could have been avoided, or was it just something that accidentally happened, or was it provoked? I mean, it came right down to that instance was completely random, so it could have played into both, could have been avoided, or it could have been provoked. Another instance of fear response is when there's vehicle incidences where either your vehicle ends up in a ditch and or you come into a close contact with another vehicle causing an accident. Your fear response in that instance is either going to be shock and awe or panic. I know that from experience. I've been around both of those instances, and it comes right down to acknowledging and how to calm the person who's going through the fear response. That's a big thing in the forest and in the bush, is acknowledging responses and being able to talk them down and just eliminate that initial fear response so that way they can think clearly. Because when you have a fear response, you're not thinking at your top notch. You're just kind of overthinking everything, and that's never good. When you overthink, sometimes you just your response changes, and it's never good when you're overthinking because you can overlook things. You can like if it's the first aid incident, you can overlook like the initial what happened or like how to treat it. You might just jump to conclusions. It's never a good opportunity to jump to conclusions when you're overthinking, especially when you're having a response in fear. Just want to remind everybody that when it comes down to having response of fear, let yourself be vulnerable. You don't have to be the tough guy or the tough woman. You never know what's gonna come out of it, and so never be afraid to ask for help. Call on the radio, just kind of keep yourself safe. That's all I can really say. This is it's a tough topic to really go on because I have lots of experience dealing with fear responses in my crew members, but I can't go on and list every single one of them. I mean, I could, but it's just difficult to identify every single response and every single outcome that's happened or how the behavior is. So, I mean, when it comes down to yourself having a response, just walk yourself through like a step-by-step basis of what am I thinking? How can I talk myself down from being so scared? Is it something you can control? Just kind of go through it. And it also helps to have a plan when you have a coworker with you. Just go over a couple things. Like, it's always good to talk about like what you're scared of. I tell my coworkers all the time what my fears are in the bush, just in case something happens that I'm terrified and I'm not able to respond in a orderly fashion, right? But for the most part, dealing with stuff like that, everyone again deals with things differently. I've been in quite a few shock and awe situations where I've just had to suck it up and deal with it, talk them through everything, tell them it's going to be fine, and then just carry on with what's going on. But I mean, not everything's that easy anymore. You just have to really think things through beforehand. Because if you start overthinking in the midst of a response, you will tend to overthink things. It's like potential search and rescue situations. You can only imagine how fast the search and rescue's hearts are beating when they're on a site or on a job, trying to find that person who's been missing or is injured. It's just a constant composure. That's a big thing when it comes down to bushwork, is keeping your composure when you're faced with these responses from everyone, even including yourself. Because the more composed you are, the more likely you're going to be able to walk away from the experience laughing. And I know that sounds quite odd to say that you're going to be laughing after you just were scared, but that's also a big response, is when you're scared, you start to laugh. I've had that happen before. Buddy of mine, I don't even remember what we did, but we ended up having an encounter and he just burst out laughing, just couldn't stop laughing. And I looked at him like, "What is wrong with you, man?" And sure enough, it was just that was his response to being scared. And having a fear for one's life is definitely important, but at the same time, you have to realize that you can't stop everything from happening, and you're going to end up going through phases of your life where you're going to be scared of multiple things, and you're also going to be scared of minimal things. So, with that being said, just kind of take things step by step when you're having a response. If you end up being the person who takes control in that kind of situation, just take your deep breaths. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that you're composed. So that being the end of this episode, been great having you guys. But that's the end of this one. Do check out some of the other content that I've posted. There'll be more coming up, and I'll see you next Friday. Peace and love, everyone. This has been your host, Tyler Dennis of Minds of Forestry.